Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Gojira, Dinosauru,
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. White power, dude. Fuck yeah. How fucking cool is this, dude? We got Donnie Trump back in the fucking White House. There are two genders. And in celebration of that, fucking Super Sally Joes is very pleased to announce a fucking representative for the Aryan Brotherhood, the one and only most beloved man in the New York comedy scene, Michael Good, dude.
Wow, what an intro. Absolutely. You really did the research on
me. Oh, man, I do. I fucking gave you a quick Google.
Yeah, this is all the information on me. Yeah.
I typed Michael Good nude toilet. Man, I just checked it out, man. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, but also like confrontational. I don't know.
Ooh,
like,
yeah. What? That fucking sugar-free Red Bull got y'all riled up.
I'm riled up, dude. So I was like,
I was on the way over here, and there was this vegan thing going on, where it's like a, you know, when they hold the things with all the dead animals. So it's like all these guys wearing the masks.
Like those PETA guys.
Yeah. And
were they outside the Whole Foods?
No, it was like in the subway, and I was like, oh this is kind of cool. I'm going to take a picture of it. Actually, I was going to take a picture of him and throw it in a friend's group chat and be like, isn't this gay?
Yeah. But look at these fucking homos.
But I am like, I'll be honest, I am like open-minded to the idea of not eating animals. But
it's fine, yeah, but like there's like a way to go about
me,
it. Dude.
Oh, yeah, the guy sees me talking chicken. About it. Yeah.
I got to eat chicken.
You have to?
I have to. I'll never give chicken. Up chicken.
There's only one animal.
I don't care if chickens learn how to talk and tell us, like, you know, we're all, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm fucking. But you know what I'm saying.
The thing is, I say I'm open to it, but I'll never do it. Like I say I'm open to it, so I'm hey, look, I'm an open-minded guy, but I won't actually ever do it.
No, absolutely not. What are you, a third world fucking country, dude?
No,
one of those goofballs in Africa that fucking like we eat a piece of rice a day. It's like, get out of here, dude. I don't want that shit. This is fucking America, dude. We raise animals to fucking eat. There's no other reason we have animals. They're either for pets.
Well, yeah, okay.
For fucking or for eating. That's the only reason we have animals in America.
Well, I've said this before. Yeah. I, you know, politically, I don't lean a certain, you know, I'm kind of a little bit of this, a little of that. Maybe I lean a little left, but I would say, you know, socially, I'm liberal. I'm a staunch conservative when it comes to wanting to own a pet orangutan.
Yeah.
I think that's where I stand very conservative.
Too many faces have been ripped off.
No. Conservatives.
You want to have one.
Conservatives are like, they own the wild pets. Yeah. I'm like, I'm pro owning orangutans.
Oh, you are? Yeah.
I would like to have a white tiger circa most coked out Mike Tyson era, dude.
That's got to be so fucking sick.
I mean, my cat is kind of a wild feral animal anyway.
He's
a street cat from New Jersey. As those who follow the podcast continuity know, quite well.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I want, like having orangutan problems seems refreshing. You know what I mean? Like, I want a new set of issues in my life.
If you own a fucking, any kind of,
primate.
Let's say primate. Yeah, you're absolutely using it for sexual purposes. There's no
well,
way.
My dad owned a monkey, so my dad probably fucked a monkey.
Ooh, naughty daddy.
Yeah, it was when he was a young boy, baby.
He called himself the ringmaster.
Yeah, he owned a monkey named Cornelius.
Oh, damn. After Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah.
Very unoriginal.
Yeah. He wasn't the one that named it. So this is a fucking wild. I hope you don't mind if I pop in a story.
No, of course not. That's what this is for. This is what we're all for, dude. Hey,
thank you.
Yeah, we get
this
to just
is really
chill.
The Michael Good Show featuring the Super Sally Joes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Maybe I'll put my hood up.
Oh, shit. He's going to get into a fucking. He's going to spit some truth.
Yeah, bro. Bro, it's going to be for real, dog. Ain't none of that fake shit, bro. When I'm on the mic, it's for real. It's for real, for real. Yeah.
No,
but my dad, when he was like six, he lived in Miami. People have wild pets there.
Yeah.
So this lady was his neighbor, and she was like, her husband. She had two monkeys, and her husband left town, and she bought a third monkey.
Oh, damn.
And her husband apparently was like, I heard you got a monkey. He's like, if I come home and there's a third fucking monkey here, it's like, we're getting a divorce. So she gave it to my dad when he was a kid. It was a little woolly monkey. They're fucking adorable.
Nice.
And it was named Cornelius. They kept it for years. Apparently, he would get on his like bike when it was parked and just try to drive it.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, that's amazing. But the terrible pet, it'd throw shit everywhere.
Well, yeah, like those are like they're clearly smart enough to know like that. I don't want to hang out with these fucking white people. Yeah. I want to go fucking kill shit in the jungle, dude.
Yeah.
Did they eventually like Did he die in captivity, or did they?
No, they gave it away to like a big sanctuary where you can have him. Like in, but then when I was fucking 17, I was doing bad in school. I made a bet with my parents. I was like, if I make straight A's, and they were like, we'll pay for half a car if you make straight A's. So I was making straight C's. They're like, I was like, how about half of a monkey? And they're like, deal. And I made the grades and started serious fights in the family. We're like, like we were literally at like a restaurant, I remember, in like the Keys. And my mom stands up. She's like, we're not getting a goddamn monkey. And everybody's like staring at
us. They fucking lied to you.
I know. It was fucked up.
Damn, dude. I wish I did. I already got good grades as a kid. And so like I didn't really. They were like, oh, you already got good grades. And it's like, I should have. Which actually taught me a valuable lesson. So now at work, I put in at absolute most 55% effort.
Yeah, because you'll never get the monkey.
Right, you're never gonna get the raise, folks. You're never you will at most get like the 3% raise.
Yeah,
if you work really hard, and even that is not enough to counteract inflation. So every year you're making less money, even if you work as hard as you can. So don't do it.
Try less.
Yeah, I told my mom that, and she was like, "You need to what? That's awful." Yeah. And then my fucking retard sister was like, "I would never hire you." It's like, I don't want to work for you, bitch.
What does she do?
She like does. I shouldn't dox her too much, but
dox her, dude. She, we ain't doxed my dad for having sex with a monkey.
That's different, bro.
He has a public position.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Senator Good?
Senator Monkey Fucker.
We like to bring to the Senate floor the bill to have sex with all primates and not make it gay. Now, sir, I'm just a simple senator from New York City.
I want to pull up the monkey. I think Joe would fucking totally. I feel like
if it's not Donkey Kong's girlfriend, Candy Kong, in the big-ass cities, I don't want to fucking hear it, dude.
I don't know, dude.
Like the most erotic. Damn, like Candy Kong was doing shit to fucking 8-year-old Joey G.
Yeah.
Bro. This podcast sponsored by Donkey Kong Country HD on Nintendo Switch. Oh, fuck yeah. I want
an
that.
Emperor Tamarin, dude. That would be so
send
sick.
Send me that pic. I'll post it right here.
Yeah, so they know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But we went to a breeder's house. Oh, sorry, you were going to say something.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Finish your story.
Yeah, we went to a breeder's house, and it was this German woman.
Nice.
And
German breeder.
Yeah. She was very, very Nazi-ish. Like,
oh, of course. Dude, yeah, all Germans are, dude.
Yeah.
The only Germans that survived are the ones that fucking got away. But like, there's always like these underlying Nazi vibes.
Or didn't know.
Yeah.
We
didn't know about the Nazis. And it's like, get out of here, dude. Like, it's like America is now a Nazi state, too, which is also very cool. Like, Elon Musk, we're like but here's the thing, dude. That's like a representation of American Nazis. Like, the only... They're fucking retarded. Like, Elon Musk is literally a fucking retard.
Yeah.
And everyone that says it's not a Nazi salute, they're also retarded. And the people that were inspired by the Nazi salute, also fucking retarded, because you're following a fucking retarded guy.
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what, everyone's a loser in the situation except me, who's calling everyone retarded.
Right. Yeah, you can't lose if you just call everybody retarded. Also, I wonder, because you're half Japanese, is there an allyship with the Nazis because of that?
Oh, we really like the Nazis.
Yeah,
dude. It's like, well, like, I hope Japan goes back to that feudal fucking state where, like, you know, they're fucking chopping up shit, killing each other. Cause, like,
a lot of torture.
Yeah, after
babies
we,
on samurai
after
swords.
We drop after they drop the fucking nuclear bombs, Japan got fucking weird, and they started blurring out the fucking genitals in their porn, and like all of their fucking hentai like became a thing, and like Japan needs to become a world power, and I'm gonna lead them that way. Even though I'm Hapa, which is very fucking dishonorable in Japanese culture.
You wouldn't be like allowed citizenship.
I would, because I'm so cool. They're like, this guy's really cool. we're going to give a little wiggle room for this guy.
Wait, can you do it? There's a slight Scooby-Doo in there. Could you do a Japanese Scooby-Doo?
Oh, really, Shaggy? Oh, Shaggy-san, I really want the Scooby Snackaroo. Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
That's awesome.
So the vegans, you.
Oh wait, I want to finish the monkey real quick.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And then we'll jump back to the vegans.
Damn, we're all. But you know what? People are really getting their fucking money's worth on this pod.
Yeah.
give us fucking money too. We don't have a Patreon. Venmo us.
Yeah. Just Venmo. DM us. Say what's your Venmo, and then we'll send it to you.
I'll tell you right now, Joe W. Gorman. In fact, if I can put your Venmos up right here.
Michael-good-7. I think it's very poor.
It's Alexander-Tomaselli.
Yeah, hell yeah,
I think
dude.
There's a money.
Oh, don't fucking do that thing where like you actually charge us.
I thought you were about to do a Nazi salute.
Oh, dude. No way.
Yeah, the Venmo's right here.
Yeah. Yikes.
That was a really egregious Nazi salute, too. I was like, what are people freaking out about? And I looked it up, and I was like... Yep, they're kind
of. That's dude, I saw it live. I was on Adderall watching inauguration on my couch, and I was like, it, with no sound. And I was like, oh, what is happening? I was like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
Well, it's like,
wait, yeah. you're watching the. You actually watched the inauguration.
Yeah, I took Adderall. I was trying to do
it's,
shit.
It's
and
funny
I just
to watch the inauguration. It was very funny to watch the inauguration.
I'm yeah. Not, do you guys. Well, I was in high school when Obama was being inaugurated for the first time. Do you remember what everyone went to go watch it for?
No. I remember watching it.
It was the it was to see a black guy. It,
well, yeah, but it was also like every single person was like, if he's going to get murdered, it's going to be now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
everyone went down and everyone was like, in class was like, we want to watch the inauguration because they let us. But once we got to like the calf, everyone was like, you think he's going to get shot? Like everyone's talking about how he's going to get shot.
Yeah, but he's got shooters too, bro.
True. But like, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, every adult was like, if a black guy is ever elected president, he's going to get shot.
Oh, that's just your dad telling you that.
Every single adult knows. Every single adult.
Just Sully's parents saying that. That was his frame of reference. It's like, I don't know. Every fucking parent I talk to.
That's a hilarious reason like not to vote for him. It's like a weird. There's always a weird conservative vote. Polls are like, look, I love a black president. I just don't want him to get shot on the first day.
I care. Black lives matter.
Yeah,
so I can't have him be president.
Yeah,
Well, that's had a good president assassination in a couple of years, man.
Well, he tried with Trump. That's also why I think people would watch this one, because they're like, well, they might as well try again.
Nah, fool them once, shame on you.
It's twice. Mm. They did it twice.
Well,
he catch the bullet in his teeth.
Yeah, like Donald Trump would catch a bullet with his bare hand.
Yeah,
it's a rush hour. Rush.
Yeah, he fucking catches it like fucking Ozymandias and Watchmen.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be fucking tight, dude.
But
monkeys.
Yes. So we go to Obama's house.
Speaking of Obama.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's fine. I can do that now. Donald Trump will fucking exonerate me, dude.
You're pardoned.
Yeah, I'm fucking
pre- Everybody who's racist is completely pardoned.
You think he's going to let a soft A?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm waiting for the soft A bill to go through. Was that one of the...
Oh, he's going to sign it.
Yeah, he's going
to... He signs it, yeah. It's just the N-word.
This is now part of the American lexicon.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, already, like, fucking Facebook's going to pull back on what they can say. Like, they're saying, like, it's...
Oh, Instagram's already way more chill.
Yeah, dude.
There's you can wild shit on
hey,
now.
Mark Zuckerberg, how about we see a little titties on the old Instagram? I'm tired of being teased.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now they're going to free the nipple and be like, oh, it's empowerment. But they're probably going to, like, incorporate with OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, I got this issue. I've always said this. I don't know when this conservative, like, when I was in high school, my conservative friends were, like, all about getting coke and fucking chicks. And
yes.
Fun. And now there's these fucking gay conservatives that
Christians.
Are like, yes, they're just like, look, she doesn't respect her body. Yeah, I'm like, what happened to the fun?
Dude.
Like, I thought it was so cool.
Objectify her.
As a man who's been peed on, I thought it was so cool when I found out Donald Trump had been peed on. I was like, that's so cool.
It's coming back. I promise you it's coming back.
Okay.
The age of the chill conservative is
the amount of dudes we talked about this in pod before. Have you ever been like having a debaucherous conversation with a dude and then they bring up God and they're like, well, if you don't believe in heaven, brother, I don't know what to do for you. And
you're like,
you just talked about kind of committing a rape. Like,
thou shalt not rape unless it's cool.
Yep, that's exactly what it was saying.
That was like the full command.
Unless it's cool. But yeah, it's like borderline crimes they confess, and then you're like, I don't believe in God. They're like, dude, I can't even follow.
That's,
you right
that's
now.
Always like a Mexican thing. Like always like the gangs. Well, you always see like a gang movie.
Yeah, like, it's like the loophole where it's
prisoner,
like
the criminals.
Yeah, they're like, well, God will forgive me. I can do like whatever's, and then I say I'm sorry. And God's like, okay, man.
I might just be thinking about Crank 2 High Voltage, but
it's the deathbed.
So many edits in that movie.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
It's a coke movie.
Yeah, oh, we used to do a Crank 2 High Voltage game where every time he said, fuck you, Chilios, you do a bump of cocaine or Adderall. We had only a little bit of one. And then it was gone
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a shot every time you see like a tit or something like that. And what an incredible
film.
They
need to bring back that. And like they, you know, ever since like the rise of internet pornography, there are less of those like raunchy R-rated movies that are like a sex movie. You know?
Yeah.
Now it's like, if it's an R-rated movie, it's for like violence or, you know, like there's not like intense fuck scenes in movies anymore.
I'll say this. Look, we're in a different era now.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a full frontal chicks with dicks.
Ooh.
It's never been done before.
That's Sully's favorite.
You like it.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm there. I want to expand the art form of cinema. I'm not. Look. I banged a trans chick one time who had a pussy.
Nice.
A week ago, I tried watching Chicks with Dicks. It's not my thing.
Some
but what I'm saying is, you put that in a movie and you go, damn, that's a movie. I want to see my dad react. I want to watch a movie with my dad and see him react to a chick with a dick.
That's always like fucking awful.
It's coming.
Like, yeah, it's awful when you're watching like a movie and with your folks and like there's like a
dude,
sex scene.
The it's so uncomfortable. It's I would leave the room as a kid. I just get up, be like, I gotta go somewhere, and just like
I gotta
open
go jerk
the fridge
off.
And go back. No, I didn't do that. But
I gotta go shoot a fucking quick load and come back refreshed.
It was
slightly disheveled.
It was that I knew no one in the room was like everyone hated it.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be funny if you just went, it's so fucking hot.
Yeah. I was, way funnier.
I go seconds away from just pushing my parents in ways like that, where I'm like, this would be really fucking funny.
Did anyone, do you ever see the movie The Cell with Jennifer Lopez?
No, I know what it is, though.
But there, so there's like one scene where like Vince Vaughn gets his intestines like ripped out. Like, he's on like a torture rack, and like the guy's like, and like he's pulling out the intestines. He's like, fuck. And like,
oh shit.
I was watching it with my family, and my stepdad started fast forwarding through it. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, we're eating. It was like, that was like the only time he's ever said, he was always like chill about like, if you're gonna do this, do this. Like, I remember one of the first times, like when he was still dating my mom. What I thought was so cool about him was like he played a lot of computer games. So he introduced me like Tomb Raider and Duke Nukem 3D, and he showed me like this Duke
Shake
Nukem.
It, baby.
Yeah, he showed he showed me this Duke Nukem 3D mod where instead of enemies, you were fighting like Playboy models. Like, it was just like it was like scenes from this Playboy, and he was like, "All right, you can do this one time." And then like once he became my stepdad, he was like, "All right, I can't let you fucking watch pornography too much. I can't blatantly have you watch pornography now."
Well,
that was cool.
Well, I'm about to be an uncle, so I'm about to be in a position.
You're about to be the creepy uncle, dude.
Yeah. Well, I am. Look, I'm just. I want to give. I don't want to have sex with children, but I do want to give kids porn. Not like an aggressive way, but it'd be so sick to be like, here's a Playboy.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Kids don't even
need... tell them about the sites and how
that's
how to clear the history.
Wait till
he's at least like 14.
Nobody.
I'm not gonna show a baby tits. I just like, I don't know. I gave a kid a beer like a couple years ago, and I was like, damn, this is cool.
That is fucking cool to fucking get a minor drunk. A child, Sully knows.
And then I saw him get on a jet ski. I gave him one beer. I think I backed his jet ski into a boat. I was like, fuck.
At a pizza place I worked at, everyone who was underage would buy them alcohol.
Yeah.
Like me and the other workers.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I would get an underage drinking charge.
What's the statute of limitation?
I don't care. It's just, it's been a long time. You know how much it meant to you when an adult bought you beer?
It was so cool.
You're like, this is the coolest guy on the planet.
They were always like homeless crackheads.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, dude. In San Francisco, yeah.
See, we'd have like an older lifeguard or something like that or like a... Yeah,
these people who I bought it for were making bad decisions no matter what. So I didn't even feel like I was hurting it.
They're gonna get it one way or the other,
right?
And it's better they get it from you where you're not gonna like rip them off.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's why I sell kids my Adderall and my Klonopin.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus Christ!
Classic Michael Good. Dude.
This was like a year or two difference at the time. This isn't you now selling Klonopin.
Dude, I go down
a kid on the street,
ice
like,
skating rink.
Is it one of the kids who comes up to you on McDougal with like candy bars? You're like,
yeah.
That's like
I'm saying. You start selling these for me now. Sell them to all your friends. Yeah.
College fucking rules because that's like all you really do.
I wish I could have gotten a subscription.
Subscription for Adderall.
Yeah.
Have you been taking Blue Chew? Have you started calling prescriptions subscriptions because of that?
No, a prescription of Adderall because that sold like hotcakes. Every other person who bought weed for me would be like, do you have Adderall? And I'd be like, no. But if I get some, I'll let you know. And I can.
Yeah.
I didn't even look, but if I should have.
I remember like when I was buying Coke from this guy, I was like, do you also have ketamine? And he was like, just Coke. And I'm like, this guy sucks. Dude.
I love ketamine.
You got to divert. I love ketamine.
Dude, do you still do it?
If you have it.
We should do it. It's one of my favorite drugs in the world.
We got the glass table just for it, dude.
My ex did ketamine therapy. Yeah. It really helped her.
I don't believe
therapy, dude. No, dude. We're doing party ketamine, which is even better.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the thing where you you do some coke and then you do a little ketamine to?
We call that Calvin Klein where I'm from.
Ooh.
But I never,
Oh, it's awesome.
Because I quit doing coke. Yeah. When I started doing ketamine, it was after I quit doing coke. I was like, I just want to snort something fun.
I remember like I have like a little bit of coke and then ketamine, and I just like mix it together and be like, whatever happens, happens. And then like you just you're like so aware of being detached. Yeah. It's awesome. God, I love it.
Well, there's the new drug that came out. The kids do this thing called Tusi, which
this?
Is dude. When I was
after
back
that fucking hot senator Tusi Gabbard.
Yeah. No, actually, I think this is one of the Liam. Who's that Liam guy that killed himself?
Liam Dalton.
Whoever Liam.
Oh, the One Direction?
Yeah, yeah, whoever that guy died. Ooh, he was on this shit.
I want that throw yourself off a balcony drug.
Yeah, dude. It's they call it pink cocaine. It's, dude, when I was back in Orlando, everybody was doing it. It's ketamine, coke, and molly. But I was like, why wouldn't you just individually buy those things so you could dose it out correctly?
Yeah.
But everybody was doing it. Yeah, I did a bunch of ketamine over, what was this break? It wasn't a. I keep saying that was a dog.
Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. Oh, when I went back for Christmas. Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
I would just walk in the. I remember I walked to the door at like 7 a.m. just so fucked up, drunk, and my dad's like reading the Bible by the fireplace. He is so not proud of me.
Oh, that's so.
But I'm like, you have sex with monkeys, so you know.
Does he really read the Bible?
Yeah.
That's so fucking wild. Damn, dude. I think
lame as hell.
That is like a weird ad. Like it's like. You read it once, like, do you need to like a refresher course on like how we're going to hell?
Yeah,
like, what is,
that's
like,
a really
like,
good point.
It's like, damn, dude, I gotta read John 14:25 one more time. Yeah,
he probably was tracking me, yeah. And he's like, wait till this fucker comes home. I'm gonna make him feel like shit by reading the Bible right when he's
got the Bible hollowed out, and it's got like a little fucking porno, like, little fucking smartphone.
It's got
a
PSP.
It's not a PSP. Yeah, it's not an easy or fun read. It's not like written traditionally or anything.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's like, what the fuck is going on with this shit?
And it's fucking just mythology shit.
It's like the lamest mythology.
Yeah,
too,
it's not fun.
You don't have like cool gods like raping a woman as a fucking goose.
Swan,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
Goose.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, or like even like the Norse mythology and badass. Shit. Like, it's just guys like being like, oh, I fucked this person. Now I have this. And it's like, don't do this.
Oh, we went to church and knocked over some tables. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Old Testament does get kind
of
badass.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they should do. They should do a graphic novel of the Bible.
They have that, the Action Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, it sucks. They don't make it cool.
That's how they try to trick you. Be like, oh, yeah, the Bible's actually cool. And then you read it.
They've
like,
made it so lame that even when they try to make it cool, you're like, this...
They
sucks.
Need to have like David sucks. Versus Goliath, but make it like an epic battle where like, like it's like he killed a giant, dude. Make it fucking go. And then it's like, where are this fucking giant? It's like, oh, Goliath was a giant. It's like, well, so there's fucking giants in this fucking Christian mythology? Like, come on, dude. Get it.
What are the Nephilim? That seems to be the thing. Everybody's hot on the Nephilim these days.
Yeah. But, the those fucking crazy angels, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're like tall. They're like giants. Yeah.
Oh, though. Yeah.
Let me see what they look like.
Some chick wants to bang them somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, wasn't it like that's how giants in Christianity, like Nephilim, like fucked humans and that made giants or something? Like there was something about that.
Okay.
Some Constantine shit.
That's what Nephilim looks like. Oh, holy fuck. That's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Put it up there, guys.
Oh, my God. Ooh, I'm going to have fucking nightmares.
Send that to Joe.
That's some nightmare fuel.
Very spooky. Oh, this one's got big old knockers, though. Is that a man? I can't quite tell.
They're probably like both. It's probably intentionally androgynous.
Yeah, no angels have genitalia. That's lame, dude.
No, I'd rebel against God, too.
I know.
In the case, dude.
The fuck?
It's like, damn, dude, you gave fucking humans a fucking cock?
Yeah.
Like,
look at they're having so much fun.
You know how like they say like angels actually like according to the Bible are just like a bunch of fucking eyes and a giant orb and shit. Yeah. And it's
biblically accurate. Yeah.
Right. And like apparently like they're the voice of God because humanity can't comprehend the sound.
It'll rip
God.
Your face off.
Or you can't even like look at God. It's very like Lovecraftian in that you can't actually to see God would drive you insane.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, it kind of makes sense. Like I don't know, I'm deep. I go 50-50, but I'm deep into UFOs. I've literally like researched it like it's
UFOs problem. Make way more sense than a fucking loving God.
Yeah, why would a loving God be like, don't look at me, and if you do, it'll
burn
destroy you.
Yeah, wouldn't he have disguises where he could look like a hot chick or something?
It's like, haha, you're not. Yeah, every fucking woman I fuck is actually God testing. I fail. It's like, yeah, oh, I got my fucking cock sucked in a bar, all coked up at 23. That was God testing me, and I failed. I condemn you to hell for eternity, which is also lame. It's like, damn, dude, like, I fuck up a little bit in life, and you're going to, like, fucking punish me and hate me forever because of that?
Yeah,
God, chill out, man. Like, let us have fun in our mortal... It should be like how the Amish have Rumspringer, where they can just, like, go fuck around. That's what this existence should be. You're just having fun, figuring shit out, And now that we got out of our system, let's go live a pure life forever in the kingdom of heaven.
I always wanted to write a rap verse that had Rub Springer in it. I always thought it'd be like, you know, rappers always throwing in cool shit there.
Yeah.
I always thought a great line would be, I'm always on Rum Springer because I am a real beep.
Wouldn't that be a sick bar?
Fuck yeah, dude.
That would be pretty sick.
Yeah. I said that in my shower once, and I was like, somebody needs to write
this. You got to fucking write that. They're fucking like writing it in like the steam on the shower. I got to fucking remember this one.
Yeah. Send it to 21 Savage right now.
Yeah. I wrote on the Steve the other day. I was in an Uber a couple weeks ago, and I wrote, get out of this Uber now on it, and I hopped out. So whoever hopped in the next Uber is just terrified because they just saw that on the phone. I probably just destroyed this Haitian guy's life, but I thought it was a funny prank.
He's like wondering like why his rating dropped like 3 stars.
Michael Good is no good.
Yeah. He's not very good. Very Michael bad. Michael very bad.
He turned Indian.
Yeah. I've been to Haiti.
Yikes.
It is a shithole. I don't know why people got mad at Trump. It is a bad place.
You hated it?
Yeah, it was like the people were lovely. They're really nice. Yeah. Maybe because we're bringing them shoes. But
they love shoes.
They do love shoes. Black dudes love shoes.
They love kicks.
Yes.
I believe they call them.
Yes.
Yo, look at my kicks, dog.
Yeah, don't even think about fucking with them at all.
Yeah. Don't scuff their fucking kicks.
Dude, just all Asian guys with like ripped clothes, but then it's just like the drawn, sickest shoes.
Yeah,
on.
Fucking like the shoes Air are Jordans. On point, dude.
That transcends. Yeah, that's a universal black guy thing.
Yeah, all black guys love. They really do love shoes.
Yeah,
like they hate creases in their shoes. Like they always have to be like no matter what. Like they always have nice shoes.
That's a good thing. Ooh. This is a positive thing we're saying too. This isn't. You know, this is.
I do remember.
Positive fact.
I worked at a coffee shop and like this black guy was working there and he spilled coffee. He's like, God damn, my fucking shoes, man! Yeah. And he had to go in the bag and like clean his shoes. I'm like, why the fuck are you wearing nice shoes at this shitty fucking coffee shop job? And it's like
he's got to.
Know. You know, yeah.
You can't ever let him see you slipping.
You can't have like normal fucking shoes.
You never know, man.
Shit's gay. I'll wear shoes until like there's like a hole in them and they will.
That's like me. Look at these. They look like they've been in a man's ass.
But like they're dirty. You know, but that's like it's character.
Right.
It's fucking like shit's not meant to be pristine forever.
Right. You have like if you're wearing white shoes, especially in the city, like that happens.
That's what you gotta remember. Remember, like it's like these are just to serve a purpose, which is to protect your feet. Like
nothing's permanent.
All of this is
Yeah,
exactly. It's all marketing. It's like, well, you need that. And like a false sense of scarcity by making like, limited edition. It's like, I'm not spending $140 on a pair of shoes.
No, it's crazy.
I'm spending like $40 to $50 tops.
Yeah, I think these are $55 or something like that. Yeah. And I like them a lot.
And they hold up, man. You know?
Yeah.
But especially like during the winter, like forget about it, dude. Yeah. All the salt and shit is going to like
it's wear boots, switch it up.
Yeah, just let
a lesson for you guys. If it's winter, wear boots.
We really do practice like a simple life.
We do. And preach it. If there's an incel listening from episode 1 to now, his life has changed dramatically.
He's getting pussy.
Yeah.
He knows how to fire a gun.
Yep.
He knows how to kill a man.
Yep.
All the essentials, dude.
Dude, for real.
Speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get really upset with the lack of people trying to get pussy out there. I don't know why. I think
comics are the worst at it, too. They're such losers.
Well, let's be real. It's because, like, most comics are fucking ugly and fucking retarded, aside from us, dude. The coolest, handsome, most non-retarded.
Three Adonises all in one room, dude.
Three fucking studs,
show a little bit of skin
dude.
Just to give you guys
a good. Yeah, let it hang out. Dude, this is a body-positive fucking podcast, dude.
Yeah.
It's actually hard, ugh.
Yeah, I got abs underneath there. It's called abs, Selly.
Yeah, dude.
He fucking does 1,000 crunches.
I took a blue chew. The blood is flowing everywhere.
It doesn't look hard from this angle.
I got to focus. You were going to take an Adderall. You take a blue chew instead. Like, well, this pod's going to get interesting.
Yeah. Dude, I did that with I thought I was taking a Klonopin a couple weeks ago. And I took a fucking caffeine pill. And I was like, all right, well.
It is what it is.
And then I just.
You and your Klonopin, dude. You have a problem.
Oh, for sure. Like, it is such a, like.
Addiction.
I don't know. I went to go see.
What did you go to see?
I went to go see that Robbie Williams movie where he's a chimpanzee.
Yes, Better Man.
Better Man, yes.
Was it good?
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Really?
Dude.
Now, what's
his music is complete shit. Maybe the worst music.
You don't? You didn't like Angels?
Which one's that?
Oh, I'm loving angels instead,
no,
and
so
through
bad.
It. Oh!
she offers me protection.
No.
Lot of love and affection.
You didn't like it?
No, I
didn't. That's
like
his most powerful fucking song.
I thought it was insanely impressive how they got a chimpanzee to sing and dance.
I didn't know Robbie Williams was black.
Shut the fuck up,
dude. What are you talking about, dude? They got it?
It's clearly CGI.
Okay. Doubtful, but
this guy, they're smart.
Monkeys can't go defend goals.
They
in a,
absolutely
in football.
We were joking about like them interviewing Robbie Williams about the movie. They're like, but like, it's just like Vanity Fair. But they're just asking him questions as if he's a chimpanzee. They're like, is it hard like to only eat bananas?
You want banana? Robbie Williams want banana. Good monkey. Yeah.
Don't throw your shit at us. Don't.
Yeah. How fucking what? How humbling is that to be like? Oh, I'm the biggest fucking star in England.
Nobody
I'm a fucking star,
you.
And like in America, it's like that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
bombed fuck, so, dude. And it wasn't like a bad. It wasn't from being a bad movie.
No,
so it's
who
just
the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, it's just like I know Robbie Williams only because of file sharing and like these songs, but like I never like actively like sought him out. I never followed him. I never, you know, it's like it's just like it's a like, pop is like such a small bubble.
Did you?
You know?
Yeah. Would you guys see the Bob Dylan movie?
No, I would see that.
Yeah.
I want to see how Bob Dylan like tricked people into thinking he's not Jewish.
Yeah. Dude, that movie though, I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan, but I went into that movie being like, all right, this movie will at least explain to me why Bob Dylan rules. And the movie just, I don't know, because I don't really love his music. So the movie itself, I think, just accepts that you like him.
Yeah.
And he, in that movie, faces zero hardship. Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm going to do a little, like, this is how the movie starts. He shows up in New York City. He's like, goes to a bar. He's like, hey, where's this musician I love? Where's he? And they're like, he's in the hospital. He's like, well, I guess I'm going there. And swear to God, he goes to the hospital, and not only is that musician there, but there's like another musician who's like the leader of like folk at the time, just hanging out. And he walks in. He's like, hi, I'm Bob Dylan, and I'm a big fan of yours. I'd really like to... You don't hang out with you, and they're
imagine
like.
Imagine doing that to Louis C.K.
That's what I mean. It's like
jerking off in front of Louis. Yeah. Get the hell out of here, kid.
It's like the crashing of rock star movies.
Oh, terrible.
And the guys are like, yeah, sit down, sing your song. And he sings a song to them, and they're both like, you might be the greatest person we've ever seen in our lives. Dude, he's then like fast-tracked to like every folk festival. Mm. And then from that on, his whole problem is everywhere he goes, everyone's like, Bob, Dylan, Bob, you're the greatest. Sing a song. And he's like, well, I don't know if I have time, but I guess I'll sing. And then he sings a song. And then he leaves the room, and he's like in an elevator like, they just don't get who I am, man. They want me to be somebody I'm not, but I'm just me being me, and that's all I'm ever going to be.
Oh, what a cunt.
And then someone in the elevator's like, you're Bob Dylan, right? And he's like, yeah, that's who I am. Who are you? And they're like, I'm Johnny Cash. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I swear. And it's like, and then every time he has something he doesn't like have wrong, go wrong in the movie, like something goes wrong, and he'll be like, this record company wants me to be less me. What do I do? Johnny Cash will literally like crash a car next to him and be like, hey there, Bob Dylan. He's like, Johnny Cash, what do I do? And Johnny Cash is like, let me tell you something, Bob Dylan. I'll suck your fucking dick. And that's like the whole movie. I swear to God. The whole movie. Everything he does is justified by Johnny Cash or someone like equally as famous, and then that's his life.
How did they talk about him selling out and going electric? Did they fucking touch
on
that?
Oh, the folk people hate that, by the way. Yeah, that's
everyone,
a big thing.
I mean, like, that was like the whole thing
That's his big, like, thing in the movie. That movie ends where he goes to a folk festival, and that's the conflict. The folk people are like, Bob Dylan, you're the greatest artist of all time. You've done more for folk than you could ever do in your entire life. All we ask for you is if you come to this folk festival, just play folk music. We'd really appreciate that. And he's like, you guys are trying to make me someone I'm not. I can't do this. And it's literally, and then the end, he goes to the festival and he starts doing electric where he's like, hey, mama, baby. And they're all booing him. And then right before he leaves, it comes out and he's like, I'm a folk guy. And they're like, yeah, Bob Dylan. And that's the whole movie. Dude, that's the movie. That's the movie. It's been out for a month, if you haven't seen
it. You gotta watch the...
Hold on. In the comments, tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. Dude. It's Bob, it's fucking Bob Dylan is like what our fucking parents
dads.
Think is cool.
Yeah. My dad's a Steely Dan guy, but I know a lot of Bob Dylan.
My
dads.
Dad was a Beatles guy, but he hated that John Lennon did drugs.
Oh, so dude, my mom hates the Beatles. She thinks she like hates them.
Really? I don't really Dan, like that's it. So funny. Like, yeah. Was your mom like protesting the Beatles? Like
no,
shit?
She wasn't. She I liked the them shake at the time, and then when she grew up and became more conservative, she's like they're kind of like. Gay. they're pussies. They should have gone to Vietnam. Yeah.
They don't have edge to them. I kind of don't like that.
George Harrison was pretty cool.
I like him.
He was
great solo album.
He was just chill, dude. Yeah. He was like chill. He wasn't without like the fucking like John Lennon wildly fucking pompous.
Annoying.
I'm glad he was killed.
Annoying. Great, terrible butt.
Yeah. By the way, that picture of him.
Awful, dude. Like,
their asses are disgusting.
Classic white guy fucking 30-year-old ass. Like white fucking 30-year-old who never fucking works out.
Dude, I've Not to like toot my own horn, kind of have a great ass.
Well, fucking show it, dude.
You want me to like do a squat?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe do a fucking pull out, drop a little turd, you want me to do the bent over the couch?
Yeah,
yeah. Get on all
start the twerking.
This one,
you know it, like you know it. That's what you
I love it. You know what? That's the screen
that's
grab.
The screen grab.
And like
you
and everyone
have a straight.
No.
It's
going to
be you
time.
Just going like.
Yeah. That's every Michael Good pod has.
Wait,
like,
can we please try to make them gay? Can we have one where it's like me behind him while his head is in your lap?
Eventually, it's you fucking coming on both of our faces. Just
full blown.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Piss Daddy Michael giving his little piss. This whore is a fucking treat.
Anytime I'm like I have a girlfriend, I'll be like, I'm not gay. She'll send me a picture of like you and me. And I'll be like, we weren't actually kissing.
Dude, I love also too because you're wearing like blue khakis and just juicy bent
tight.
Over ass.
Mm-hmm. Tight.
It weirdly put me back to just a high school principal. You look like a principal.
I'm not telling people where I work now. But anyway.
Where do you work?
Don't worry about it, dude.
Right, well, he works at the child rape factory.
He's not going to say where it is. I've been working in the rape factory.
Just like wipe his head of sweat. He's like, oh. So just one day off.
The foreman comes out, fucking clocks down, pulls the whistle. Like, woo! He's like, yabba dabba doo. Now I can rape kids on my time.
Yeah. I just want to see my kids. It's Christmas.
No.
These kids ain't going to rape themselves.
Damn, dude. What a fucking fun. Damn. Thank you, Donald Trump, for letting us be able to fucking goof around without fear of repercussion, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really do feel empowered. Dare I say... radicalized.
My favorite is people talk about cancel culture. They're like, no, it's not cancel culture. It's consequences culture. Like, there's consequences for your actions. I'm like, why would I want that?
Why would I want consequences? Yeah,
nonsense too.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want.
It's
consequences.
Like, well, it's like you, like people, like we're blowing things out of proportion. And thank God, it's. I think it's getting fixed.
I really hope, dude.
It is, dude. It's fucking. Look, dude. Women have tried twice to be a fucking president. It's not fucking happening.
It is. You know, it is true. Dude. I won an argument last night. Did you see that at the mic?
Which mic?
The one we were at.
Not yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't at a mic. I was at the.
Oh wait, that's right.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Oh my God, Talon Bar every Thursday.
Shout out Mark Cuddy.
Marty Cunney and Greg Gettle. Two guys I know from San Francisco, cool, and that's why I was there. Yeah.
Some dude. So I'm doing a bit lately where I'm like, Luigi Mangione, everyone's a fan, right? And everyone's like, yeah, usually. And then I go like, but you're not. You guys aren't real. Like, I'm a fan of murderers. You guys are pretending. You guys are posers. Right. It's like, that's how it's like a band thing. That's the joke I make. And then I've even now brought up like Rittenhouse and been like, you guys didn't like Rittenhouse because you look like Shane Gillis. And it's a whole thing.
Well, I didn't like Kyle Rittenhouse because he cried when he was in court.
I
liked him up until then, but like anytime, remember that senator that fucking raped a woman and he's now on the Supreme Court and he cried? Yeah. And he was like crying like, I like beer!
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, look, do what you gotta do. Don't fucking cry about it, dude.
Well, also, wasn't he wearing gloves while holding an AR-15, which is like the gayest thing?
That's fucking gay, too. And his mom fucking drove him there to
his
go
mom
shoot
drove
people.
Him there.
Yeah. Now, the people he killed definitely deserved
it. Yep.
But you shouldn't cry
but that's
about
out
it.
Of, wasn't that out of like
that's
luck?
Just chance, dude. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was literally a one
he
in a million shot.
Five of his coworkers at the child rape factory.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy too? They were child rapists.
Yeah, it was actually a child rape. You know, at a Black Lives Matter rally.
You know what's crazy too? But people always say that. They're like, and he didn't know that. I go, you know what? When I see a dude with an AR-15 running this way, I go that way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't chase him and try to wrestle it out of his hands.
Not me, dude. If I lead, follow. If I run, kill me. If I die, avenge me. I love those fucking. I love those fucking shirts that like. Just
Walmart.
dudes that look like me wear, you know.
Yeah. In a pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah, I was a Navy SEAL. It's like get out of here. Dude.
I gave a guy shit for that. I was in Orlando. I mean, this guy had like a grind every day shirt, and I'm like, how are you as an adult man doing this? I was like, every day you grind,
every day.
I'm like, wow.
Even Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Yeah, I literally was like saying stuff like that, and he could tell I was making fun of him, but it was not enough. Yeah. For him to want to fight me, it's a perfect amount of me just being like, that's a lot of grinding, man. Every single day you grind. He said, it must be hard.
Did you ever see like those like aggressive Christian shirts from like the 90s where it's like, fear God?
Yeah.
And like the ones with like Jesus' hand with a nail in it and it's like fucking tougher than iron and shit like that, dude.
That shit's terrifying.
Fucking gay as hell, dude. Yeah.
So after the mic, I'm talking to Mustafa Musa about it. We're just like joking. We're buds. This isn't about him.
Cool black guy.
Cool black guy. And some other.
Was the Lion King.
So some other comic Jew, not important, comes up and goes.
Was it Jonah Pollock?
Maybe.
Oh so, God, that
so
guy.
He comes up and goes. Actually, you know, Rittenhouse didn't know he shot those people, and I go, yeah. I go. He goes. The difference is one's a fascist, one's a liberal. And I go, I don't think Rittenhouse is a fascist though. And he goes, he drove a gun across state lines. Okay, and I go. So did Luigi Mangione after he murdered someone, and he goes, it just walked off, and I was like, you can't
you
walk off
got,
if I'm
got,
right.
Got
like
got
I was like, I can't even what
you know. You're wrong.
Well,
you're
congratulations, wrong. You fucking outsmarted. An
I know,
idiot.
But I was just like, I'm not. But as he walked off, I was like, I don't care either way. I'm like pro. I'm pro Luigi. Yeah. I'm also pro Rittenhouse. I'm also anti anyone who pretends like
they're
very different.
Anyone that takes a human life outside of my own is very cool in my
eyes. Yeah, dude.
It is really cool.
But don't kill me, please. Don't be like oh.
This is the thing. Sorry, I'm tapping you. This is the thing, too. Like, I hate when people are like, don't ever ask a soldier if they've murdered anyone. That's the only thing we care about.
Yeah, that's all we want to know.
All we want to know. If you're a soldier out there and you interact with any of us, just tell us, please.
Yeah,
we want
to know how you can. I want to know how it feels to kill a child, dude.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
We know, like, they did nothing but fucking kill children in Afghanistan. Yeah, I mean, because there weren't weapons of mass destruction. What else are you going to do? You're going to kill a fucking child.
It's a lot of, like, really, it's got to be so. I'm really, like, it's very impressive.
The eye contact you made with me on that was insane. Sorry.
I'm very impressed by when you, like, you kill a child, what probably happens is. You probably have to write a mental essay in your brain about why it's okay. Like arguing like you're writing the SATs.
I didn't know it was a kid until I pulled the trigger. Fuck,
like
fuck
the amount of
now,
things
fuck.
You have.
That kid, he was a lost cause. He was already radicalized by the enemy.
He would have killed me if he had the chance.
Well, it's got to be a lot of work. I respect it because you're basically building a case in your own head against yourself.
Remember that shit in American Sniper? It was
don't
like,
do it. Don't
was,
do it. Yep.
It was like nothing but him justifying like, oh, I was actually cool for killing kid. They should have had him like fucking shooting all the black people trying to. Jesus get Christ. Supplies when the levees broke. Remember that? In
yeah, but
fucking
didn't, wasn't there no evidence that he was just trying to brag about it?
He just made all that shit up. He made all that shit up, and that's why Jesse Ventura sued his wife for defamation.
Wait, they said he punched?
Yeah, punched Jesse.
Yeah, he said he knocked out Jesse Ventura, and Jesse Ventura was like, that never happened. So then like he sued him, and then he was fucking killed. And then, like, Jesse Ventura, like, sued his wife. He's like, well, she still committed a crime. And the U.S. government needs to pay her back, you know? And it's like, it was all chill. But, like, Jesse Ventura is pretty fucking chill, dude.
Yeah.
He's a
predator.
He's a WWF champion. And it's WWF, not WWE. It's coming back.
I hope so. WWE?
WWF.
Okay. Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw. Yeah.
They had to rebrand it because the World Wildlife Federation for like that, you know, that thing with like the fucking pandas, WWF.
Yeah, they're trying to get chimpanzees not in movies anymore.
Get out of it, dude. Yeah, now we have a fucking, like, look, like, now we have like a goofy Robbie Williams. I had to get a black guy to play him in the movie.
Honestly, the last
Christ. The last Planet of the Apes did suck because it was way too many monkeys.
Well, the last Planet of the Apes, I felt like it didn't really progress the storyline of the apes too much.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like, it was just like, okay, it was like there's more conflict between the apes and humans. Like, get to the one where it's good, where the new fucking, they're in, like, the future where it's like the apes are kind of ruling, but they need to have, like, a Charlton Heston, you damn dirty ape. Like,
yeah, dude.
That's what we want to see. And we want to see, like, a full-blown war.
Yeah.
Like a war. Not like this, like, internal conflict, but like humans like getting into it with apes, like actual fighting,
a
like,
battle, a it real
there wasn't enough humans. I agree with that. There's not enough humans in the last movie.
Well, and then like at the end, spoiler alert, where it turns out there's still like human technology and like there's still intelligent humans out there. Like, all right, but like I want to see like an actual war where it's like human weapons versus like ape, the number of apes and just like the sheer vault. And like I want to see the apes overpower humans just because their numbers are so
like
much greater.
They're just
greater.
Eating bullets.
I think I think this is we're figuring this out. I mean Robbie Williams movie, by the way, good. The chimp to human ratio, it has to be more humans than chimps.
Yeah. Well, chimps have to be the underdogs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like in this movie, but I will say this. Movie really really liked it. The thing I liked about it is this. They weren't like he was good at singing. The whole movie, they actually kind of emphasized, like, he kind of sucks. He's not talented, but, like, he had the it factor where he was just charming. And they're like, he's bad at singing in the movie. They're like, you suck at singing. And he was like, yeah, I know, but, like, aren't I cheeky? And they're like, yeah. And then he fucking does it.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
He does a bunch of fucking blow as a chimp. He gets a bunch of pussy as a chimp.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's not.
They show him fucking as a chimp?
No, but you see him, like, in bed with a bunch of fucking chicks, and it's awesome.
That's fucking chill.
And then
dude.
He banged this one chick, and this like Nicole Appleton, who is like this British pop star, and her manager makes her get like an abortion, which is really funny in the movie because they're showing her manager bring her like drag her arm through like the hospital. It's like, why would he be at the abortion? But we're joking around about the manager just being like, he's like, no, obviously you're gonna get abortion. You fucked a chimpanzee. He's like, am I the only one that thinks this is crazy? Like, this is, what the fuck is inside
of
you?
So wait, is he? Are they like he's a chimpanzee or they make it because I heard like it's how he sees himself.
Right. Yes.
And it's like but like everyone like, oh, you're a regular guy. Does he make an appearance at all in the movie?
No. He's just it's him as a chimpanzee
the entire time.
Yeah.
I bet Americans just were like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know, she fucked a monkey.
It sounds like a movie my grandma would bring me to as a kid and never explain it to me. Be like, we're going to see this movie. And I'd be like, what's going on? She'd be like, just watch. That's how I learned to appreciate art, and it kind of worked, but it made me very confused at times.
Yeah, well, and then Liam Gallagher is in it. And
terrible actor, not attractive man.
No, he's not. I don't think they have Liam Gallagher play.
He's a basic man, dude. I've rants about this where Liam Gallagher, dude, is like, he's like he has like no mind. I hate that dude.
I don't think they're that
considered
good.
Hot. He's not an ugly man. He's just not hot.
I don't think they're a good band.
Oh, this is Oasis? Never mind. I'm thinking about someone different. I'm thinking about the guy.
You think you're thinking of Liam?
Yeah, the
Gomez.
Guy from.
You're thinking of Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah. Louis J. Gomez.
That's who I'm thinking about.
My best friend.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the guy from Oasis.
Oh, Oasis.
Wonderwall.
Yeah, yeah. That guy does rule.
Oasis is fucking cool because they always get into like Oasis and Blur are like the coolest fucking British fucking rock.
Okay. They
always
I do fight, like Damien. What's his name? Who's the lead singer Blur?
The Gorillaz guy.
Yeah,
right?
Damien.
The cartoon people.
Yeah,
that's the Blitz Blur also, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Woo! Dude, just the Gorillaz and whatever Blur. They're just awesome.
Yeah, that's a fun. It's fun shit, dude. Yeah. British people like when they're dialed in, dude. It fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
They probably the best rock songs mainly come from them, right?
Yeah, Queen.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, fuck.
Rolling Stones. Beatles.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, fuck.
Robbie Williams.
Yeah, there we go. Damn, dude. Hey, we are a fucking pro British rock podcast.
Yeah. A lot. I mean, there's good American, but there's. Yeah. I'd say British could say their rock is better, more influential.
Oh, definitely. Oh, by
far.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, we stole this music from the black people and we made it our own. We did.
Yeah.
We was tired of taking it from the Indians, yeah?
Oh, that'd be a way different thing if like that's how culture went, where British people took Indian music.
All the British movies just have like a fucking intricate dance scene in it.
I hate Bollywood because of that. It's like it's just show them fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I've recently gotten into it.
It'll smell bad.
Ooh.
I just think it's... Ooh.
You have a little fucking crush on maybe a female comedian who's Indian?
I do.
There's two of them.
VT Pirani?
Who's VT Pirani?
Divya? Priya?
Yeah. Hmm? Who is
Stop
it, dude?
Which Stop one? It. Stop.
Ooh, all these fucking ladies. Mm. Who is it? Who has Michael Good's heart?
I like a hairy Indian chick.
No.
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah.
No, hard
pass. I just... whatever the typical thing is, I like something kind of off. You know what I mean?
No, dude. I like a Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
You like a white woman?
I do.
You know who my crush is?
Who?
Kelly Taylor.
That's cool.
Aww.
You know my crush is? Also Kelly Taylor.
Damn.
Michael!
Why do they call it a crush? Is it like your heart is being crushed?
Yeah, I don't know.
You just look at them and you just want to...
crush.
I just know we're going to...
That's cool to be in your 40s and have a crush.
Oh, that was me, dude. There was a waitress at a comedy club.
I just meant when you said that, like, I don't go for, like, I don't have anything, like, weird. I do, like, whatever the hot girl is, I'm like, Sydney, oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, so, like a fucking chick with, like, big tits, nice ass.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, how unique.
Exactly. I'm not, like, I want a hairy broad. I'm like, I like the generic.
I like fucking
bacon. I don't mind that, but. Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
Dude, the crush thing is so funny. I went the other day. There was this waitress at a comedy club, and I talked to her for 2 seconds. I was like, I'm insanely in love.
Which
comedy club? I'm not going to say which one.
Just narrow it down. Is it in Manhattan?
I'm not saying anything. La, 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 la. I'm not saying anything. But it's crazy. Like, I forgot that could happen where you just meet somebody for 2 seconds. You're like, you're my favorite person in the whole place.
Yeah.
Like, it's so insane.
You should do that thing where, like, you briefly touched hands and you felt something.
No, but we did do a "What was your name again?" and we hit it both at the same time, and it was like, I was like, damn.
"Yo, that
damn dude!"
I was like,
dude.
"I got chills hearing that."
Yeah, I was like, we did the hand thing too. We both were like, "What was your?" We're like, "All right,
nice dude."
It's so funny too because like, there's such a thing where that was so much mucus over there. I was like, "It's such a thing."
You're still thinking about her, dude.
Dude, it was one of those things too where like, it's so funny too because like now there's this mentality where it's like, you know, you gotta be professional in comedy. Mm-mm. And then it's like, Doug Stanhope fucked like 7 waitresses in one night, had like an eightsome with like 8 women while probably on some weird drugs. Like now there's such a dweebiness to stand up now.
Yeah, but look at him. Now he lives out in the fucking desert, dude, with a fucking psycho lady. Bingo.
Yeah. Seems fun.
I don't know.
Dude. Honestly, I'd rather be like
I've never been a.
I'd rather be
he's
a.
He's always. Yeah. I've always looked at Doug Stanhope like people like.
I was. Oh. I wouldn't like.
He's a gold standard
he's a
for
chill
me.
Dude.
He's not funny. Yeah. I'm saying. Outside of his comedy specials, I've seen him how he is, and I'm just like, this is. I grew up going to bars a lot. I don't like that kind of person.
Well, that's the thing with like, the thing with Stanhope that makes him so endearing is like he's just so real. Like that's like who like it's not like he doesn't put up any pretense. Like
alcoholic.
It is what he is who he is, and that genuineness is what's so cool about it. It's because there's. In comedy, there's so many like fucking fake people or like.
No, I like his comedy and everything.
You just hate him. As
yeah,
a
Bert Kreischer's actually.
I hate alcoholics, dude.
I hope Bert Kreischer's a fucking corpse soon. You know what I'm saying, dude?
That's another alcoholic I can't stand.
Oh, I can't. No one can stand Bert Kreischer. Nobody likes Bert Kreischer.
He does a really good Bert Kreischer. He does like the. Can you do Bert? He does like the.
I can do
him. I'm dying.
If you can like say let's do something. Say like let's go do this. Tell me.
We should go. I'm gonna go yell. We're doing something together. I'm so bad at improv. This is horrendous.
Just say anything, literally anything. I because it's the same thing.
Okay. We should go tell your boss that you're quitting at a child rape factory.
Oh, we should. Oh, you know, we should get our friends. We should all go there. It's just like, all of us go up and be like, yeah, we're just quitting. We're all gonna go together. We're gonna go be like, yo. We're quitting the child rape factory.
That's pretty good.
You had the fucking vein going in your forehead. Dude,
I started to blur. My vision started to get weird. I was losing air. So
he fucking passes out.
I was like...
Performance of a lifetime.
He's like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
What's going on?
I don't like this. Yeah.
I think I would actually get along with that guy.
No, listen. If I met Bert Kreischer and he was like, I like you, you're funny, come on the road with me, I would be like, yes, I would drink with him.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear to God, I would call you and be like, I hate this dude. I can't wait to come back. Yeah, another shot. And I would ham it up because
I mean, like, I know people that have like opened for him and like it has helped their career, but at what cost?
Two nights of drinking?
Yeah, I don't want it. What is that? The devil in the crossroads kind of thing? Dude?
If I have to just hear for like a few nights, I can do that.
Here's the thing, dude. A lot of fucking like these professional comics will not work with me. You know why? You're not supposed to outshine the master. And like, I'm easily like the greatest comedian of all time. And like, they're like, why the fuck is the headliner going up before anyone else?
Yeah, you know,
that's the problem people have with me on the stage.
It's a bad schedule for the headliner to have to go before you.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah. But like, they also want to be like, yo, I'm the best. But like, they're not the best. Joey G is the best.
Yeah.
And that's why they try to stop me. But you know what? I got this little podcast, dude. We're live at Goomy Studios. I got my faithful hound.
You've had assassination Finnegan. Attempts.
I after like a lot of times, like after a show, like a guy's like, hey, I'm a fucking vet. And yeah. I don't like what you said. I'm going to shoot you. And I'm like, you can try, friend.
I love to see you try.
You can try.
I heard Tony Hinchcliffe tried to kill you.
He did.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to kill that guy.
Watch out, buddy.
Watch out.
My favorite story about him is, this is a couple ones. I heard somebody was in a green room with him one time. And they were all like, hey. He's like, do you want to come to my penthouse? Because he has like a penthouse above like a thing. And they're like, nah, we got to go somewhere else. And he's like, you build a castle in the sky and nobody wants to join you.
It's like, then, damn, dude.
And apparently he has a gun. He has like a desk in his place with a loaded Desert Eagle in there, as if somebody's going to come in there to like kill him. And just the Patty was joking about him just being there with a Desert Eagle, like, goodbye, cancel culture. Just alone in a dark thing.
I cannot shoot a Desert Eagle, and that is a comical thing to just picture Tony Hinchcliffe holding one, because it's heavy enough. It's like heavier than him.
Dude, imagine him with an eye patch and a Desert Eagle. That'd be so sick.
That would be
so villainy. I kind
of
love it.
But to like pull the trigger on a Desert Eagle, it requires a lot of like firm. You have to have a firm grip. That shit kicks.
Are you going to do Kill Tony?
No.
Why not?
I've signed up before.
I've never.
Have you got on?
No.
I just, they make you be a star if you got on. You just need to get on once.
It just one
but like
time.
That's the thing is like, you know, it's either
this dog,
like,
by the way, this dog is absolutely red on my wiener.
He likes it.
I could tell.
Hang out, Finn.
He's
just
trying
be chill.
To get
just
to
be
it,
chill.
The thing about Kill Tony.
Yeah, it could be. You could become famous, but then like they just make fun of you, dude. Like that's the other thing.
I don't want to hurt my feelings.
It's more like I don't have quick enough jokes for a minute.
I say all this like I don't want to work with Bert Kreischer. I don't want to go on Kill Tony, but let's be real, like I'm afraid of success.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck?
I saw the Robin Williams movie. I know it happened.
And at the same time, it's like comedy is so fucking finite. You know, it's like a very small it literally like comedy is like an ice sculpture that maybe will last like a year or two, and then it's like that comedy is obsolete. Like how often do you listen to an old comedy album?
Not good.
Not often. There's only one album that I can consistently listen to and enjoy, and that's the greatest comedy album of all time. That's Dave Attell's Skanks for the Memories.
Oh, that's so a good one.
That is a timeless.
Tim Chronicles Part One. Cat Williams.
Yes, and Patrice O'Neill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's great too. Elephant in the Room.
Oh, great. Yeah. I like that one a little bit.
That
more.
That does have my favorite bit of all time. The the one where the one where he does like you, dudes don't wear condoms. It's like it makes a girl look bad, but if a guy doesn't wear a condom, I forgot how it's really good.
My favorite is like when he's just like talking to the audience, like, what's your name, brother? And the guy goes, Tulu. And he's like, Tulu. Yeah. and at one point, he's like, yo, Tulu, get your spear ready. Oh man, he was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah I really wonder. Rules. Yeah, it's always funny because we're like, what would he be like today?
That was it when he's like, you play the no bag. You just see how long you can get till she makes you wear the condom. You're like, oh, I'm almost getting
I'm
it.
Oh,
this dirty bitch. We both gonna die. Yeah, that's the dude. That's the best. Oh, I love that.
We both
gonna die is so good.
Do you think Anthony Cumia would be different if Patrice was still alive?
Yes, I do.
100%.
If anything, I believe that Patrice O'Neill, even if Cumia did the same shit he did, Patrice would have had a way to explain it and make it funny, and we'd all would have laughed and forgot
about it. Patrice was the gorilla glue holding them all together. Wow. That was good.
Yeah.
The gorilla glue's a brand, all right? I'm not race. It is a race. That is a racial.
You know what's so funny?
Like, Tim Norton would have just fucked regular women. Fucking marrying a trans woman was just a trauma response.
To Patrice dying? Yeah. It's also, I just noticed with podcast work, this is the most racist, a little less racist, and the least racist, at least outwardly facing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's all about what's on the inside that matters, though.
And, right. And Finn's just a gray area, dude. Yeah. He can be racist
Finn
or not.
Finn is morally ambiguous. But, like, I'm he's racist in, like, that charming kind of way where it's like, oh, he read a eugenics book. That's what
phrenology.
Yeah. Stupid. I'm measuring. I'm out here measuring skulls. I've earned the right.
You got the
I get that fucking thing.
I love the idea of owning like a lids.
Yeah.
And then all of them actually have measuring tape on the inside.
You have you're like
some guy's just secretly measuring black guys' heads, but he's like, yeah. No, it's a cool hat store. You want these snapbacks?
Joe's got the skulls. He's like, see the dots in the back? It's just the old Django speech.
That's where their souls leave their body.
I think I would go to Africa before China.
Oh, no way.
No
dude.
Way.
Really?
No way.
I'm scared of China. Oh, dude, I love Panda Express. I'd be in China in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I'd
love China. I feel like I would do something stupid. Like, I'd pee on, like, a monument, and then I would do something dumb. I would say something against the CCP.
You got to get, like, you got to get like 24 shots before you can go to Africa.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Like,
really?
Your ass, too. Well, you'd like that.
That being said, apparently there's, like, major metropolitan cities in Africa.
Of course.
But just, like, American culture portrays it as, like, fucking Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Apparently there's like major.
Also, I've you went before. Yeah. When does Lion King take place?
Yeah, that's true. Not in the 90s for sure.
No, yeah.
Oh, you think maybe though. It's really timeless. Well, like
I know it's not about the people, but I am curious. Are there
like,
are
Timon
no people
and Pumbaa are feel like very relevant and very a product.
No,
of
no, no, you know what I mean though. There's he's saying there's no humans in it. So it's right. Like does it take place before like is
the
it
industrial
like,
revolution?
Is it like
shit?
Caveman time? You know what I mean? Or
no,
is
not
it,
caveman time.
No, of course
I think,
not. Right,
but I feel like
Lion King takes place in like 2094.
A dystopia where like humanity has ended and the lions have taken over.
That's just the last scene. It's like what?
It fucking pulls away and then, like, you see like the destroyed United States of America and you're like, oh my god, it's actually in the super future.
Dude, yeah, straight up 94. They didn't even try to. Yeah, they.
Wait,
it does,
that's when the Lion King movie came out.
Right, but it doesn't even say like. But it is based this. It just says I couldn't. I didn't.
It
do
says
too much
the movie
scrolling.
The Lion King takes place in 1994.
It looks like it on quick glance. It didn't go. It didn't elaborate. Too
it seems
much.
Like it's a product of its time.
No, yeah, it makes that would make sense.
There's no,
like
there's no
rock.
Poachers or anything. Like there's no. Right.
Yeah, they don't
like
even
Bambi,
mention humans though.
Yeah.
That's what I
Bambi,
mean.
Bambi like opens. It takes place in the 1940s.
Right.
So AIDS exists
yeah,
in the universe of the wild.
Bambi's like, there's no black.
In the Lion King verse, AIDS is still a very real thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's no prep, right?
Right.
Yeah,
Bambi's
dangerous
like,
time.
They don't belong in our schools, Mom.
Mosquitoes carry AIDS, right? That's the thing?
Yes, malaria.
Wait,
malaria.
What's the difference between malaria and AIDS?
It's like, it's like if you get it from a mosquito, it's malaria. If you get it from fucking a man, it's AIDS.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got malaria.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Fucking
in my ass.
Yeah.
A mosquito went in my ass.
Damn, that's such a humiliating disease, AIDS.
Yeah, dude.
Like you get it from being debaucherous. You don't get, you know, it's not like caught AIDS. Like it's like, oh, AIDS is going around.
Yeah.
You know, like you infect yourself with it.
It is true too, because it's like what you.
It's a lot.
You
dude.
Are
there's
having
blood
unprotected
and stuff
sex.
And having, there's like, blood involved.
At best, you're having unprotected.
And blood,
sex.
There's blood involved, so
yeah.
That means you're going horde.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't. I think that's
because like,
just happens
if a woman has AIDS and you have unprotected sex with her as a man, you're probably not getting AIDS.
Yeah, I've heard it's like really hard for
it's,
straight it, to get
it's
AIDS.
It's impossible for.
That's
straight
why Eazy-E
to get
for sure had sex. With
yeah,
her.
And like likely. And Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
because like, well, look at his fucking kid, dude.
Yeah.
Look at Magic Johnson's Jesus. Kid. There's no way. Like that is like AIDS incarnate, man.
Well, I went to a Madonna concert and it was very ooh. Funny because the these banners dropped out. She did a song about AIDS that looked like I was doing the Nazi salute again. I was like, the banners dropped down, and it was all these people have died of AIDS, and it was all these gay men, and then Eazy-E, and I was like, he would have been so
he
not
been
happy to know.
Yeah, he would have known.
And there's an arena full of people in Madonna, like, I was like, yes, King.
Yeah, just like fucking gay white men being like, yes, Eazy-E.
He's my favorite.
Go off. He's my favorite of NWA.
Yeah.
Of all the N's, he's my favorite.
He was the best. But yeah, he definitely got it from, you know, what Suge Knight.
All his songs, Ryan and I were listening to his album, all his songs are like, I hate women and I love hanging with the homies, but I'm not gay. I've never fucked a man and I never would. It's shit like it really is.
Hell
it's,
yeah, dude.
It's, you know, I'm being a little
timeless,
egregious.
Timeless classic.
Yeah, it's, dude, it's for real. Every other line is like, I hate women. I love chilling with my bros. I got a gun. I don't do
gay shit.
It's so funny because I grew up in like the bro community where like Jackass was big. So like, I grew up in a time where if you're uncomfortable with your sexuality, your guy friends would call you a fag. Like they'd be like, oh, you're not gonna go skinny dipping with the boys? What are you fucking gay?
You know what? You really. Jackass really paved the way for men to like openly show affection to one another.
Yeah,
in a way that wasn't toxic.
And get naked and try to blow farts into flames and just very fun. Because
like, it just shows that like dicks and ass are funny as long as it's like, and it doesn't have to be sexual.
Yeah,
you can
do
it for humorous purposes.
Totally. Yeah, I remember I saw my cousin light a fart and I was like, this is awesome.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah.
God damn. And then, like, you tried to do that shit, and it's like, fuck, this hurts.
Yeah. Dude, I burned my ass. I shot a bottle rocket out of my ass. I burned it.
I saw that video of it, dude.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
Thank you, man. Somebody got a really bad angle. One of my friend's girlfriends got one where you could just see my hair.
Fucking asshole hair is getting singed with the fucking fireworks.
No, I got legit burns from it. Well, I set off the fucking TSA because I had gunpowder in my ass. I didn't shower whole
That's
thing.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was so wild. They showed a picture, a scan, and it was, like, glowing where my ass was. It was like a box.
Boy, the TSA boy, what you got in your ass?
How many men you get fucked by?
Come on, come over here. This white boy got some radioactivity on his ass.
They're all taking pictures with their
this boy
Android
got Godzilla
phone.
Ass.
You just can't even see it.
I was in the club last night.
Android, dude.
I was in the club last night. Bitch had an ass just like that.
The official phone of black people.
A Boost Mobile.
Android.
Yeah, it was just a red square where my ass was. It was very funny.
It's so
disgusting,
funny, dude. Damn, you didn't watch your
ass. Yeah, no, because I did.
Well,
I did.
You know, you think about
I did a full bender. We went out and then I fell asleep for an hour. And at 9 a.m., we went to a bar in Orlando that was wall to wall Christmas Day or New Year's Day.
Oh, that's so funny.
And just, I got so fucked up. I made my parents watch like Kanye music videos. That was a disaster.
Oh, that's
was,
fucking funny, dude.
We watched the whole Dark Knight and I'm like, this is fucking the best part because Harvey Dent was a good guy, but now he's a bad guy.
Look at that. He even talked about living long enough to become a villain.
Yeah, like, and they're like, we got to get you to the airport. This guy fucking sucks.
Get this guy on the fucking plane.
Yeah,
first plane back to JFK.
Yeah. They were so done with me. It was sad. It was like, you know, when you're like, I think, they're done with me. But
you know, your parents say like they'll never stop loving you. They lie.
When I'm turning on the live Runaway performance and I'm like crying and I'm like, this is about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
Mad gay, bro.
It was very mad gay, but I don't know. But it is weird though, too, because like I have black friends like that where they were so uncomfortable with being kind of.
Oh yeah,
that's part
they
of gay
are.
Culture though, or black culture.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
like to be like wildly homophobic.
Yeah, but it's funny. I love the reverse Uno where you go like that means you're probably secret.
And they're like man. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck you talking about?
Only black guy voice I can
I'm
do.
Black
some,
guy.
I can do a real deep black guy. That's all I can do. All
right. Every time.
You're terrible.
Come on, man. We're having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
So, the vegans.
Oh, yeah. Or we didn't finish the... Well, I don't want to bring up monkeys again because we know where Joe's going to go with it. But no, the German lady, I'll get to the vegans in a second, but it was so funny because you get to this woman's house and her husband was just beaten down. Like, you can just see the look in his face where he's like, this fucking bitch with her fucking monkeys. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I have like 40 monkeys and 2 lemurs living in my house. And she's like, she literally said this. She goes, if you want to own the monkey, you have to know how to dominate the monkey. You have to dominate the monkey.
Mm.
So, which was very sexy. But she's like, yeah, is this monkey pretty recognizable? She's like, he was in a Pitbull music video. And it was like her prized capuchin monkey. But I got bit 4 times. The house smelled like fucking shit.
Of course, dude. All those animals, dude.
Yeah, it was a disaster. And it was just sad to see them all in cages and shit.
Of course. Like, they don't want to be free. They want they want to swing from the vines and shit.
Totally. That's and this rape. This is how I feel. Yeah, they do want to rape. A monkey in a pajamas is fun or a suit. Mm-hmm. A monkey in a dress is creepy. Monkey, you can't dress them up like women. It looks like you're trying to fuck them.
They know that you're. It's a joke, sort of.
Yeah.
They know. They know what they look like.
Yeah.
I want the monkey that Ross had in Friends.
That's
Marcel.
A white-faced capuchin.
Okay, cool. I'm going to grab one of those from Outbreak.
Yeah.
That's how COVID happened.
Mm. Somebody had sex with a monkey?
They ate monkey stew.
Ooh.
Remember in Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, like that monkey brain shit?
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. That was so fucking crazy.
PG.
Yeah, that was before they invented PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Spielberg invented it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, dude, I'm kind of in between kind of guy.
Yeah, well, he's like, I want to make sure I can make this as profitable as possible without, like, you know.
That movie still, I think, even by today, if you were to put it through the ringer today, would be like rated R, maybe.
Really?
I think so.
Why?
Because of that scene and
the heart.
Bugs, the heart scene. someone getting their heart ripped out in that movie.
It was fucking pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I rewatched it. It's pretty fucking
cool.
Where
are they in that movie?
Africa. India.
No, they are in India. They're like, Mr. Jones, you need to do something.
I hate snakes. I thought smelly Indians. I hate curry.
I hate it.
Yeah, I thought they kept saying Sheba the whole movie, so I named my cat Sheba. And then I watched it recently, and I was like, Sheba. Not even recently, I figured out it was Sheba, and I was like, well, my cat's named Sheba. So it's
too late now.
Dude,
can't
Indian
rebrand
dudes
it.
On Instagram are my favorite thing. Have you seen the one where it's like POV, and he's like, what happened? He's like, your stepdad hurt you? He goes,
oh, yes.
You see this one? She's like, oh, I didn't mean it. He's like, Where is he?
He gets all mad. He's like, where is he? Like, Indian guys trying to act cool is my favorite.
That's awesome,
so funny. Because they can't, unless they act white.
Yeah. It's kind of true, dude. They can't. Because when Indian guys try to act black, we're like, no.
Yeah,
everybody knows this is how it goes.
Yeah.
Black people are here. Hispanics are closer to black people than they are.
Indians are basically white people with an accent. Yeah.
They go further the other way from black people.
Yeah.
And then East Asians are the farthest thing from black people culturally. Yes. So it's like
culturally.
You have black people, and then they're more similar to Hispanics, and Hispanics are more similar to white people, and white people are more similar to Indian people, and then Indian people are more similar to Asian. It's a full scale.
Yeah,
that's it goes beautiful. Yellow, brown,
yeah,
black,
and
brown,
Indians
or white,
want
black.
To be over on the other side of the whites, but they're not.
And
I want to say the N word, baby.
So bad.
Yeah. I want to say it. I want to have a big black penis like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I want to be like the Michael Jordan man.
Well, there's a clear explanation for the Indian thing. Apparently, it's very funny to keep that vague. The Indian thing. Apparently, because of arranged marriage, that's why like Indian guys have like zero game.
Right.
So it's like they come here and they're like, "You are mine," and they're like, "No,
you fucking smelly little goofball." Baby, remember when Mindy Kaling's brother pretended to be black?
That happened.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He was like, he pretended to be black to get into college. And because of that, God cursed Mindy Kaling by making her progressively whiter and whiter.
Yeah,
less like successful and funny. And
that show
hot.
Is so
she's
funny.
Not hot.
No, it's not hot. She pretends, and then like she did that fucking awful Velma show.
Oh my God, suck
like get out of here, you dumb bitch!
I'm
dude.
The only guy who kind of liked it.
You liked Velma? Get the fuck off.
You
my
don't
pod,
even like
dude.
Regular Scooby Doo. We know you're not a real fan.
Well,
you wanted Scooby Doo to be fucking Asian.
I had no idea. I
Asian.
Just called your bluff.
You know what it is? When somebody says something so bad, I'm kind of a hipster to a degree where somebody's like, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
I watch
you got
to
check it out yourself.
Yeah, and then I'm like, it's not as bad as people said it was. But that doesn't mean it was good. I think because the expectation was set so low, that's right. Why I was like, it wasn't that bad. And there was a bunch of soapy animated tits, and I got fucking horny. I'm too fucking horny recently. I don't know what it is.
Damn, dude.
It's too much, man.
The Klonopin.
You got to calm down.
I do need to calm down. I don't know. I think I need to just jerk off more.
You know what'll help
off,
you calm down?
Off.
Oh.
Like twice, once. Yeah,
those are rookie numbers, man. You got to get those numbers up.
You know what'll help you calm down?
What?
Dream Treats.
Ooh.
Our sponsor.
Dream Treats. Dream Treats NYC.
NYC. Baby. And if you're in the Manhattan area, you should DM Dream Treats NYC for flour and a lot of different kinds of cool edibles and some other things you could probably negotiate with them. But if you want like chocolates, Rice Krispies, and gummies, or straight up weed, hit him up.
Yeah,
very good price. Very
oh, I think
good
I
stuff.
Follow
probably
that person.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Around the comedy scene.
You have to re-up from
very
him,
supportive. Yeah, we're hopefully gonna get some more samples soon. We're gonna be testing them live on the pod.
Definitely,
it's gonna be fucking something else, man.
As long as he doesn't compete with me selling drugs to kids.
Oh, he won't.
No, he won't. He's one of those noble dealers.
Okay, yeah,
I can tell.
Yep.
We have been like well over an hour. So
oh shit!
Going.
Okay,
but
yeah.
We just been going.
We just have so much fun, dude.
There's
the
nothing.
Time flies.
I know.
With Michael Good.
Literally.
I might be able to get it. Is this cool?
Yeah. Whatever. It's nice, dude. We'll get that in post.
Yeah.
You got anything to plug?
Sorry. Every time I do this,
you got anything to plug?
You forget how bad the mic smells afterward.
Yeah. Oh God.
You brought it up. Oh. You sick fuck.
Literally shit himself on air.
Send it your Joe's way.
There we go. You fucking pass out from it. You know it's bad when like you fucking smell your own fart.
It just catches it. I do this too many times on podcasts.
It's a classic.
It's just funny. I like to promote my podcast Morning Good.
Oh hell yeah. It's a banger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe was in the last one, and I don't know what's true or what's false for that
episode. I know, dude. Well, I do admit to raping a woman.
Yeah, he goes, he's doing this
bit, I don't know. It was very, I got very uncomfortable. I was like, do I need to call the police? But anyways, look, Morning Good Podcast, Michael Good Comedy on all
platforms. I'll be on soon, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, you've been on a while.
No, I haven't.
Come back on.
No,
also, Michael Good Comedy, if you heard me on this, okay, I say this every fucking time. If you just want to follow me on Instagram, just follow me on Instagram. But if you want me to follow you back, say you heard me on this podcast, and I don't care about the ratio, so I'll follow you right back. If I heard you on the Super Silly Joe podcast, just say that.
Hell yeah.
Unless you're a kid. I don't follow kids on Instagram.
Nice, yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
That happened one time because I just followed like I followed thousands of people just to get my numbers up. And then my buddy's like, why are you following this kid who's on the football team I coach? And I was just following like some high school football player.
Oh, because it showed up as like people you may know or something like that. Yeah, dude. That's funny. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to get my ratio better, so I'm unfollowing people that don't follow me back.
Yeah, that's right. That's
good. Like a lot of like these fucking shithead comics, like they think they're pulling a fast one by following me and then unfollowing me. Well, guess what, fuckhead? I'm unfollowing you right the fuck back, dude.
Yeah, that
I'm,
is the most insane thing to do. It's like, you're literally such a fucking loser.
And it's like, I know you. I know you, fuckhead.
And you know they'll be polite with you. They're like, oh, Joe, where you been, man?
It's like, get out of here, you fucking clout grabber, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Social media needs to fucking die. Donald Trump, please kill social media. Make podcasting the only true fucking representation of art. In which case, we are like Pablo Picasso.
I know, dude. Yeah. I note it whenever somebody does unfollow me, I know who it is just on what I've been doing in my life. Mm. I can always like pinpoint them. Be like, I wonder if it's this guy. Oh, yeah, because I said this or I did this.
Yeah.
Or yeah, this. So that's always fun.
Just mute. You can
mute a lot.
People.
I mute so many people recently. It's getting so much. My life's getting better.
Why do you need to fuck up the ratio?
I'm doing, I mean, that's in a month, but I'm, oh, no. In a month. February 22nd, I'm doing Don't Tell Connecticut.
Shh, don't tell him.
Don't tell him. And then, I don't think I have
the Norwalk one.
I don't have it somewhere around there.
Is it Cody Marino's?
No, it's not. Okay, I do love Chris Cody Marino though. Chris Warren does one of the don't tells.
Yeah,
you better apologize to Chris Warren then, buddy.
Oh, nothing. I have no problems with Chris Warren. It's just
sounds like you did.
The fact that all these people run don't tells and don't hit me up is annoying to find out.
I've never done it.
I've like, hey, you know this guy?
And he's like, no, I know them. It's just, it's fine. I've booked them all before, and for some reason, they can never reach out to book me.
Well,
it's fine.
There you go. Chris Warren. Fucking put Sully on your show. It hurts his feelings that you don't. Look how sad he is. You want that on your conscience? You're a good man, Chris Warren. Make it right. Book Alex Tomaselli. He's got nothing else. Get the gun out of his mouth.
I see a lot of the other people on the don't tell CTs, and I go, who the fuck? But it's none of my business.
But like, if you're like these people suck, and it's like, then do you really even want to be on the show?
No, it's not. I'm not saying Chris sucks. I'm not saying they suck. I'm saying I see the people they book, and I go, oh, you're booking them. That's
well, then
really
that's there you go, dude. That's why,
dude. It's everywhere, though.
I mean, it happens. I mean, that's just like you got to just make your own shit. That's
I'm
the
working
only way,
on it.
Dude.
We're doing it.
That's it, man. Yeah. And guess what? If you don't fucking book us, don't even think about getting on Super Selly Joe's, and I won't finger your fucking belly button, dude. Yeah.
That was exhilarating.
I know, dude. Yeah. I bet you felt alive.
I felt alive, dude.
Shaking your leg like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me on social media at Joe W. Gorman. Add me on PlayStation at Joe W. Gorman. Add me on Xbox gamertag Joe Gorman. We'll play games, dude. We'll live life. Bye.
Bye.
See you in hell.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Damn, what a fucking masterpiece.